You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on mind spirit, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Santa, your host. Yesterday, we spoke about life happens, now what? Controlling the multiple aspects that make up life is just not scientifically possible. We considered two natural wonders like the Bermuda Triangle and the Nazca Line that confirms proof that we can't control or know every single thing always. Today, our podcast episode title is Do It Anyway. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you probably already have or are close to having researched, scalable, and actionable plans to reach your goals. The key word is actionable. The best laid out plans will not work unless you do. There will be days when you don't feel like crossing another item off of your list. You don't want to get up early and work out, run, jog, or take a walk. You might already know that the day ahead will consist of even harder work than yesterday, utter monotony, and putting up with people that drain your energy, tax your nerve, and seem to act out scenes from the movie Dumb and Dumber. It is a test of your patience, understanding, and character when you have to manage annoyances and general ineptness due to no fault of your own. And yes, we reframe these experiences and distill the finer learning moments or inwardly laugh. Whatever the Goliath-sized reasons you might have to not work your plan, they have to take a backseat to your dreams. The honest truth is that there are no substitutes for working your plan every single day. The hard work will soon reveal to you whether you are serious or not. It truly is a hand-delivered blessing to you as you will soon tire and move on, potentially to what your true calling or purpose is. And that is not a bad thing, not at all. Making steady progress towards your dreams is centered on execution. On the days you really don't want to do the collection of it's in your plan, schedule, and life, do it anyway. We're talking about your future and life, so do it anyway. There are times when it's possible that there are real reasons why you are not executing on your plan, such as obstacles and bottlenecks that you've encountered along the way. Here's what you can do if that's the case. Number one, identify the bottlenecks. It helps to write it out and objectively read what you're facing. Only the facts, your opinion of anyone involved with the obstacle can cloud your objectivity and delay a solution. Number two, break the obstacles down to smaller, manageable components. Look at it like puzzle pieces that don't fit together until you find the missing one. Breaking it down will help decrease stress and make the obstacles more manageable. Number three, does it look familiar? When confronted with challenges or obstacles, drawing upon past experiences can offer valuable insights and strategies for overcoming them. Reflecting on how successfully you navigated similar situations in the past allows you to identify patterns, learn from mistakes, and leverage strengths to find effective solutions. Number four, learn mode on. Go deep and ingest everything you can about the situation. I'm fairly certain that you are not the only person on a planet with 8 billion people that has encountered this or these obstacles. Whether it's a YouTube video, social media post, books, tutorials, podcast episodes, reference emails, webinars, a forum conversation, you get the picture. Dig until you find the collection of gems that will light the way. Number five, support. Getting past an obstacle can mean tapping into external support, like an expert, a friend, a colleague, or a family member that have experience in some of the challenged areas or all. Take the bits and pieces that can be leveraged and start constructing the missing puzzle piece. Some answers will be more straightforward than others, but regardless, be willing to get assistance so that you can continue moving forward. Lastly, take time. Look at everything objectively. Determine what can be used, construct a plan, and move forward. Execution is key. Do not fall into the bottomless pit of analysis paralysis. You can refine your strategy along the way as you need to. I'll close out with a poem that really encapsulates the importance of being true to our goals or calling, regardless of the situation. The poem is titled, "Do It Anyway." People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create it anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Too good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it is between you and God. It has never been between you and them anyway. That was by Mother Teresa. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review, follow, and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all 109 podcast episodes and counting on my blog, DoThisFirst.life. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you get your week started on a positive note and update you on coaching, books, merch, and my public speaking engagements as they become available. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see power in you. Past held you down. Look around, they can't be found. I see a champion in you. I see a champion in you.